Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
How to discern God's voice from your emotions. Wisdom Seeds. org/how to discern God's voice from your emotions. Why are you confusing your emotions with God's voice? Fear speaks. Desire speaks. Loneliness speaks. Anger speaks. The problem comes when you assume every strong feeling must come from God. Not every emotional impulse is a spiritual direction. Jeremiah 17 verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Your emotions can warn you about real danger, but emotions can also mislead you. A lonely person may believe God approved a relationship simply because attention feels comforting. A fearful person may avoid a God-given opportunity because risk creates anxiety. An angry person may think revenge feels justified because emotions are intense. God's voice does not contradict God's word. That is one of the clearest ways to discern truth. If somebody claims God led them into adultery, dishonesty, greed, or rebellion, that voice did not come from God. God never guides people against Scripture. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness." The Bible acts like a compass. Feelings change daily. God's truth does not. God's voice also produces clarity instead of confusion. 1/3 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33 says, "For God is not a God of disorder but of peace." That peace does not always remove difficulty, but it gives steady direction. Paul had peace while facing prison because he knew God called him there. Jonah had discomfort because he was running from God. There is a difference. Emotions usually demand immediate action. Wisdom slows down. A man gets angry during an argument and wants to send a cruel text message immediately. Wisdom tells him to wait. A woman feels emotionally attached after 2 weeks of dating and starts planning her future around a person she barely knows. Wisdom tells her to slow down and observe character. Strong emotion creates urgency. Wisdom creates patience. Proverbs 19 verse 2 says, "Desire without knowledge is not good, how much more will hasty feet miss the way?" God often speaks through consistent conviction. The Holy Spirit keeps pressing the same issue repeatedly. You know you need to forgive. You know you need to end the secret sin. You know you need to obey. Conviction draws people toward repentance, not hopelessness. Satan condemns you with shame and despair. The Holy Spirit corrects you while still offering grace. Romans 8 verse 1 says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Another important test is fruit. 2/3 what does the voice produce in your life? James 3 verse 17 describes wisdom from God as pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit. God's direction may stretch you, but it will not turn you into a more deceitful, bitter, prideful, or immoral person. One pastor once said he knew a decision was wrong because every step toward it required compromise. That is wisdom. You must learn to separate emotional noise from spiritual truth. Spend time in Scripture. Pray honestly. Slow down before major decisions. Seek wise counsel. God still leads people, but many miss his voice because they trust in feelings rather than truth. Thank you for listening to this message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast March 3.